Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Hey everyone, I have a couple quick announcements. First of all, make sure that you are part of the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. This is a place where you will be able to download workbooks, worksheets, free guides, all kinds of really amazing stuff that I'm creating to go along with each and every episode of the Abundance Formula podcast. These things are meant to help you take the lessons you learn in each episode and really apply them to your own life to create abundance for yourself in whatever area of life each episode is focused on. So make sure you're part of that group and make sure that you're following the new Abundance Formula official Instagram page to have exclusive lives that are happening there as well. And so just make sure you're part of both of those groups so that you don't miss anything that the podcast has to offer to create abundance for your life and to connect you with other like-minded people that are looking to do the same thing. So it's a great place to network, great place to connect and get support and to take things to the next level. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Abundance Formula Podcast. And I am so excited because we are here in Wavelength Chattanooga Studios, and I'm so excited. We have tried this once before, but we were totally just winging it as we went. I was just talking to my brother, who is our producer, and he's in the other room over here. Excited to have him in my ear now on the solo episodes. But I was just telling him before we started that I was looking back, and we started the podcast back in January 31, 2018. So that's 6 years ago coming up that we started this podcast. And I am really proud of us because we have done a good job of totally like had no clue what we were doing starting out, just took it as it came, played with things, went through all the technical difficulties, whatever. And just each new phase of taking the podcast to the next level, just played with things. So the first time we were in the studio, I had brought my camera. Trey didn't have these awesome video cameras he has now yet. And so I had stuck it up and just tried to video an interview with somebody. The audio was perfect, which was the goal being in the studio, but the video camera I had like turned off after like 20 seconds. So we didn't end up getting the video here in the awesome studio. But now we have all those things worked out. Trey records tons of other people's podcasts, and we're just really excited because 2024, the goal is to really take the podcast to the next level in production. So I'll have to make sure before we close this episode, Trey tells you more about what he does here at Wavelength with the other podcasts and stuff. But what I wanted to do on this first inaugural podcast in the Epic Studio is to kind of go through the evolution of the podcast and to bring Trey into it since he can chat with us too here as well. So Trey, I wanted to take you back because it's been so long, but I remember kind of bringing the idea of the podcast to you. And I'm curious if you remember what your initial thoughts were about like, oh my gosh, Gina wants to do this.
Go for it, right? I think I told you that you needed to do something.
Yeah, I think you were down for the idea. I remember you being like, oh, we don't need it. Like, you knew it obviously was opening up a whole new like plethora of things that you were going to have to figure out technically, because I was just going to be on the creator end and Trey was going to be on the...
Yeah, you do like to throw me some technical curveballs.
Right, yeah. This was Trey had definitely created websites up to this point and done all kind of, you know, he knows all the coding and stuff, but here I was about to bring a whole new like industry into his world when he had plenty of other things going on. So I remember him being like, do you really want to do this? Like, why do you even want to do this? And at the time, I didn't really know why I wanted to do it necessarily. I just knew that I woke up one day and just felt like God told me to make a podcast and had the name and everything. I knew what it wanted to be about, but I still didn't know all of the steps ahead, which actually for anybody that knows me is not really my natural personality to like not know all the steps that should be coming next. And So I would say, like, even just like looking at the evolution of the podcast, that's one of the biggest things that it's done for me, is like that it's helped me in overcoming, like, in kind of breaking through personal limitations, not necessarily personal beliefs, but like personal limitations of things I don't feel like I know. Because growing up, I felt like I wasn't really in a space that it was okay to learn, because I was blessed to be really good at a lot of things. And so in the environment that both Trey and I grew up in, I feel like people didn't like when you won a lot, or you kind of out, you know, tried to like be extraordinary. And so then when you messed up, I feel like it kind of got like glorified or celebrated. And I hated that. I didn't want people then to see me not do something right the first time or be in a learning phase. And that was something I needed to gradually get out of and get rid of throughout my whole life. And Trey, this is one thing I wanted to ask you, because this is where we're different. Trey definitely is a big high performer and wanted to do all of that stuff as well, and was doing those things. I feel like you didn't care very much whether people were excited that you failed and kind of laughed about it or celebrated it on the side. Or again, on the other end, when you were used to performing really well, then if you didn't get it on the first try or so, then you also got like really reamed out like you should get it. Trey's the one that would be like singing in the shower. I remember waking up so early and she'd be singing in the shower and it was terrible, but he would just still belt it out and try all the roles and try to, you know, enhance his range, and did not care how it sounded until all of a sudden one day I woke up and like he was nailing it. Like how did, like what is that in you, Trey, that can help those of us who that doesn't come naturally to just like try without caring what the flop might look like? Because you're going to get it if you keep going.
Well, just, yeah, you can't be afraid of a little pain, I suppose.
Did you ever care at all, like, about, you know, if you, you know, for example, with the singing, like, aimed for the note and it just broke and screeched through or sounded awful?
Oh, for sure, especially in any sort of performance.
Right.
You know, I think Mom always tells the story where I just started playing guitar and she made me play for some concert, you know, it's 1,000 people in there and my legs start shaking so hard on the stage I can hardly hold the guitar.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you just gotta get back on the horse.
Yeah. So when you're doing that, I mean, you've had both experiences where obviously it ended out going well despite the fact you were nervous, nobody would necessarily know. And then maybe times that it didn't go well. I mean, I think that's what we worry about the most with anything new that we try. That's one of the things in just this topic of abundance that I was excited to bring to people through the podcast, was that, you know, I guess we assume that people don't have the time where they're sitting up, you know, these amazing performers don't get on stage and yeah, their knees are shaking so bad that on the camera you see the guitar bouncing up and down and you're like afraid for them. And maybe they didn't even perform that great because their voice was shaky, they were so nervous. Or, you know, they tried to do an event or a book sell or whatever and two people came or nobody. You know, we don't get to see all those parts. So then I think that's why a lot of people don't go for their dream, is because they don't want to feel those feelings and they think, well, maybe they can skip over it somehow, but you really just can't, you know? And so the worst, I think what we fear is like, what are we going to feel when that happens? And it really isn't as bad as we think. I mean, maybe it's embarrassing, but then so what? That's just something I've learned in getting older, is like, okay, so maybe it was embarrassing you didn't win, or you messed up, or you have to redo the podcast or whatever the thing is. And it's really not as bad as we think afterwards, but like what you learned through the experience was way worth the value, and you do it again and it was less scary, and you do it again and it was less scary. And so even now with the podcast, like I remember in the beginning, again, just this kind of episode sort of about like looking back on the evolution of this podcast and what did we learn along the way. And I was terrified mostly of the solo episodes. I mean, I was definitely really nervous about doing interviews because I was really lucky out of the gate to discover I had a talent for getting really huge people on. But, and so then I was nervous because I feel like it was the first episode was a solo episode. So terrified because I was talking by myself. But then second one was my friend Whitney. Was less worried about that one because I knew her, knew if stuff messed up, we would figure it out. Could ultimately reschedule. The third episode I did was with celebrity Ben Higgins, The Bachelor, who everybody knows and loves with millions of followers, and his best friend. And so now two people on, and I thought, oh my gosh, this definitely cannot be rescheduled. We were all three on different time zones. And so I was just terrified of like the technical, like, and there were technical difficulties. I think for the first three episodes, I couldn't figure out how to get my mic. Like if I had the mic plugged into the computer, then my guest couldn't hear me or the recording didn't actually record. And so then I would just unplug it and just do it from my computer. There were so many variables, but you just have to go for it. Like you're not gonna know. You know, if I wouldn't have done those, I wouldn't have had the interviews. I would have missed the opportunity. I wouldn't have then got the recommendations from the people after that. Sorry. And still see, look, this is our first episode here. We're playing with the microphone to keep it to stay up. So like, this is what I'm proud of us for, Trey, is we literally just like get on the horse. And I love that people can see it because I think that's what will inspire you guys to get out there and do the thing that's kind of tugging at you to do. Is it doesn't matter if it's messy. It doesn't matter if it's perfect the first time, the second time, the third time. Like people seeing the journey is definitely what people are into now, not perfectionism, because it reminds them they can do it and what it really looks like to get to success, whatever that is for you. So that leads me kind of to my main points that I was just, you know, as far as lessons learned from this podcast so far, is kind of some strategies or helpful tips that I've found most effective in identifying and breaking through these personal limitations, like thinking, how am I going to do that thing? There's too much I don't know. But really, I've figured out through this process that there's more anxiety in inaction. So the solution to your worries is to start just taking action. And the way you start taking action on things you don't know what to do about is, remember, nobody does anything alone. There really is no self-made millionaire. They have always had to ask for help or hire somebody or a team or learn. Like nobody's just self-made. They've gained and gathered knowledge from places. So my first thing was like, okay, I have to get better at asking for help, because that was not a strong suit for me in the beginning. I was just wanted to figure things out by myself or not bother people. But me not wanting to bother people was what I had to realize, was then me losing the capacity to impact other people who needed me. And so that kind of goes to part two of like, so be ready to ask questions and find the people. It really isn't that hard to find the people who have the knowledge you need. If the first person you ask doesn't know, I guarantee they know someone that's a little closer and might know. And if that person doesn't exactly know, I guarantee you they know one person that's another step closer to the knowledge. And so you just keep working through. That's what I did with Trey. I knew he was the techie one. I was kind of a creator. So he could find and know people. He didn't know all the answers. He'd ask his other techie buddies. So ask the questions. You will find the things you need to know. Then you, number two, have to just practice. You have to just get going and trying, mess up. Don't be worried about being embarrassed. It's fine. Embarrassment's temporary. It makes for a good story later. It makes for part of your story that people will read one day to be interesting from chapter to chapter. I mean, how boring would it be if everything just always worked out the first time? If you're reading a book, if you think about it, the only reason we stay engaged is because there's dynamics that happen in someone's story. And then part three is to realize your value. That's something I had to remember in the beginning stages of anything being new. And even now, as you keep trying to take your new dreams to the next level, is in the beginning, I used to think like, well, who's going to want to listen to me? And will it be really embarrassing if it's, oh, it's just 20 listeners, or it's just 10 listeners, or it's 2 listeners? I don't know. You know, who's going to listen or share? And what I had to remember is, even if it's 20, even if it's 10, like those are actually real people, and that's real impact. And so at this point, especially even looking back to say, I've had things that have had 100 views, 20 views. I've had things that have had 131,000 views. So I've had multiple podcasts in the top 2% of iTunes, and some that weren't. And just when I thought about it, I'm like, would I have not done any of them or any of the videos or whatever if I was only going to impact 20 versus 131,000? No, because that's 20 real people. So you have to remember, even in a room like this, I don't know if 20 people could even fit in this studio. So if you think about it, like 20 people is a good gathering of people. And then, you know, gosh, 50 people is another big gathering. You know, that's a classroom or more. 100 to 200 people is like, you know, a college level classroom or an orchestra performance. There's so many different things. And then what the next 1,000, there's an airplane. Like you think there's so many, that's really a lot of people. And I think we undercut ourselves on thinking, oh, only X amount of people viewed this or listened, and we think it's too small a number. But like, even if it was one person, if one person could hear your message, whatever that is, or one person saw you do a thing and that changed their life or they thought about that and it made them choose differently in something they were doing in their life, like you'd still do it anyway. I don't think many people would say, no, I'm not going to do that because it's only going to impact one person. And you're going to impact more than that. You know that. But I think we just kind of almost not want to take the leap because we're not way down the road yet. Nobody down the road got there without the one view or the two view or the three views or the 20 people that you impacted week to week to week that snowball into referring whatever the thing is you've got to all their people. And that's how it grows into thousands. But at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter about the number. It's just of the quality of that you change somebody's life for the better. That's what we're here to do, is to impact. And that's what we feel fulfillment from, is just knowing we made a difference. And so I would always come back to that when I'd be tempted to not want to try to do something uncomfortable, take the podcast to the next level, because, oh, you know, what's going to happen? But it's like, if it could even help one person, it's worth doing. And especially with if it's on my heart to do. So that just was kind of something I want to talk about on our first episode here in the studio, was to just kind of do a quick review of where it was, where it's been. We're taking it to some really exciting places this year, aiming to record mostly here in the studio all the time for this professional level equipment and video and audio. So with even more local guests as well and other guests that want to come in. And I'm going to start doing live podcasts that will have exclusive small groups of people that can attend, to be able to actually be real flies on the wall in the room with the big people that will come in here to network together, enjoy each other's company, have fun, and again, just like help each other go up. So that's coming up this year as well. So there's a lot of really exciting things and partnerships coming up that we'll be announcing slowly. But before we close this episode, Trey, I want you to tell them, because again, I know we have a like podcasters get together that's coming up in February that's hosted here at Wavelength, and tell them kind of what you do for podcasters.
Sure. Yeah. You know, we record video and audio for podcasters. We have a live room, which Gene is currently sitting in there, that can be set up, kind of have a scene set up for your brand and your look and feel. And then we partner with Chattanooga Podcast Studios for distribution. Shout out to Michael over at Chattanooga Podcast Studios, who kind of will help you edit and distribute your podcast. So we've got partnerships kind of in place to kind of do the whole podcast from soup to nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely get in touch with us. You can find us at Wavelength Chat on Instagram if you want to come schedule a tour, check it out, or book a session.
Awesome. Perfect. All right, guys. So that's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. And again, thank you so much for sharing and referring the podcast to your friends and family. Feel free to give us a 5-star review if you so choose. That's always really helpful. And again, always message us any of the new topics that you want to hear that could help amplify your life. So have a great one, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.